My name is Stephanie Weiner, and I am here to report a robbery. That robbery is the stealing away of my civil liberties and everybody else's here today listening. I'm sure that the people here listening to this speech have many different views about the issues of our day, but I am also confident that the people listening feel very strongly that we must all fight to preserve our First and our Fourth Amendment rights to speak out, to organize, and to dissent. The FBI abuses and repression of the peace movement and international solidarity activists has gotten out of hand, and everybody needs to be angry about this witch hunt. On September 24th, this past year, at 7 a.m., my Logan Square home was raided by 25 armed FBI agents. They stayed for 10 hours, and by the end of the day, they seized over 30 large boxes of our belongings, collected after decades of activism. In these boxes were letters, were family photos, even our son's high school poetry journals were confiscated as FBI evidence. Even refrigerator magnets were taken off of the refrigerator and put in the box as FBI evidence. Art taken off the wall. They went through our second son's high school t-shirt collection and put them in two piles, those that they weren't worried about and those that they felt were controversial and needed an agent to determine if they were evidence. We didn't know it at the time, but the investigation that involved us began when we helped to organize the anti-war protests at the Republican National Convention in Minnesota in the year 2008. On the same day that we were raided, six other homes were raided. Another one in Chicago, and he's here today with us listening, but Minneapolis as well. All in all, on that very same day, 14 people were subpoenaed to appear before the grand jury, a special grand jury. The warrants, to our great surprise and subpoenas, were investigating allegations of a conspiracy to provide material support to foreign terrorist organizations. In December, nine more people in Chicago, mostly young people, mostly Palestinian Americans, were subpoenaed. The FBI and the Department of Justice is trying to use this new vague definition of material support as a tool to intimidate and silence the peace movement and criticisms of war in Iraq and Afghanistan. It is the 1996 Effective Death Penalty and Foreign Terrorist Act, upped again to the Patriot Act after September 11th, and upped again most recently. In fact, it is absolutely McCarthy, Red Scare era mistakes multiplied by 100. Under the pretext that behind every protest sign is a terrorist. Let me tell you about this term, material support. If this law that they're using had been in place in the time of the 1980s, when so many of us here had protested anti-apartheid and the government in South Africa, then Barack Obama himself would have been caught up and raided and subpoenaed, because Barack Obama worked on campaigns to free Nelson Mandela. And at that time, Nelson Mandela was in the ANC. In fact, the ANC and Nelson Mandela was on the Foreign Terrorist Organization until the year 2008. That's even after he received the Nobel Peace Prize. He was on the foreign terrorist list. In fact, even former President Jimmy Carter would have wound up being our cellmates, our cellie, because of the brave and important work he does to teach people about fair elections around the world. Right now, the way they're trying to define material support would include advice on how organizations and activists can bring their troubles of human rights to the United Nations for a grievance. Right now, the way they're trying to define material support would include educational delegations to go to Colombia and understand why it is that it's the most dangerous country in the world to be a union activist. Right now, delegations to Palestine would be called into question, or speaking tours here in the U.S., even though they themselves, the U.S. government, gave a visa for that speaker to tour. I am proud to report that all 23 of us that were subpoenaed, many of here who are in this conversation, have chosen not to participate in the grand jury. The 23 of us all have said no to this secret process that, one, does not allow a lawyer to even sit with you in the process. It does not have a judge. It does not allow you to see the evidence that's being used against you. It doesn't even have a system in which the jury is checked for bias. It is a rig job, and it is being used to abuse and silence not just me, but everyone here who has ever been to any protest knows. All 23 of us, many with young children at home, many of us, actually six of us, had to get temporary custody of our children in case that pleading the fifth led to jail. Mostly women, were mostly Palestinian Americans, and were at risk right now for either civil contempt or even criminal contempt charges. Right now, there's someone in jail just for the crime of refusing to testify for an 11-year sentence. We also all have been living under the incredible situation of waiting to see if there's going to be imminent indictments. Which ones of us, who of us, how many charges? I am also proud to report that from the very first hours that this came to us in September 24th, that we have had an outpouring of support. Some of the people that are listening right now came within hours to our home and have protested from that day until the present. In fact, I'm proud to say that if you go to the website stopfbi.net or you go to our table right over there, there's over 400 organizations. Every union, from the Teamsters UPS to the Chicago Teachers Union, to my local AFSCME Council 31, that's 100,000 workers right there. SEIU, over and over, we're up to over 700,000 workers represented. If you go to our table, you're gonna see over 10 letters of support from Congress people. In Chicago, be proud of Schakowsky. She's on the Intelligence Committee and still wrote a letter on our behalf. Gutierrez, Danny Davis, Senator Durbin. The most recent is a 3-page letter by Kucinich. And more to come. We've been on the cover story of the Washington Post and the topic of a New York Times editorial. We've been talked about in Harper's and just recently interviewed by Vanity Fair. But most importantly, everybody here, the individuals, is what's needed the committees, the speaking tours, the conferences that have been a part of this pushback, the pushback that has actually stopped the FBI from any evil plans they may have had. Recently, one of the 23 of us who's here today went to take some money out of his bank account. This is a respected leader, the executive director of the Arab American Action Network, with many workers and many years of great service to the Chicago community. And when he went to the bank to find out why he couldn't get his cash, essentially TCF said, "We don't want your kind. We don't want your type around us." The whipping up of this kind of racism and fear against Arabs by the US government has for decades been used to try desperately to justify unpopular foreign wars in the Middle East. Entrapment schemes, GPS, the laws are being eroded, even in the time that I make that sentence. I am saying this in front of a library that is filled with documentation of the FBI's attacks on the American Indian Movement, on Chicago's Puerto Rican Independence Movement, from Martin Luther King down to every civil rights leader down. I am saying this as part of the very bughouse debates in which IWW speakers like I am today were rounded up and jailed in the early 1900s, such that the bughouse debates ceased to exist. Recently, by great surprise, we were going through cleaning up one of the houses in Minnesota that had been raided, and we found the actual documents that the FBI left behind. You can laugh there. These documents, although I might joke, they're posted on the website stopfbi.net, and they're over at the table of the waving person. But they're chilling, so get ready to read them. What they show is that your tax dollars, and not a small amount of tax dollars, $50 million alone was spent on the Republican convention, in which infiltrators were sent in. And not just Blues Brothers people that sit in the back of a room. We're talking about people with fake names, fake apartments, fake lives, that get in the car and drive to demonstrations all over the country. If $50 million was spent on security for the Republican convention, keep in mind what Chicago will see in May for the G8 summits. What I am speaking about now is everybody's issue. This same recently, a leader from Los Angeles, East LA, his house was raided. His door was broken down under a pretext, trying to pull down the leaders and using whether it be a socialist scare, an Arab scare, a Colombian scare, a pretext. In closing, this is a civil liberties historic moment. And the people here have the incredible opportunity to join in. Go to the website, add your name over there to the updates, be a part of the call-in days to Fitzpatrick, call off the dogs. You can join the Chicago committee, we have a meeting tomorrow. But mostly, besides for the pickle, if you're angry and you know it, stand with us.